It is Tuesday, the 2nd of April, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. UK commercial vehicle production surged to its highest February output since 2008, as a whopping 12,927 units rolled off factory lines. This 98.4% increase comes in stark contrast to last year's figures, which were dampened by supply chain challenges. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders hailed the leap as a significant triumph for the sector. The impressive tally included vans, trucks, taxis, buses and coaches, marking a robust recovery for an industry once hindered by global disruptions. In a pioneering move to revolutionise healthcare in Central Africa, Oxfordshire's remote patient monitoring firm iSansys has joined forces with XRP Healthcare. This strategic partnership is set to roll out advanced patient monitoring technologies starting in Uganda, with ambitions to expand throughout the region. The collaboration aims to enhance patient care and outcomes in areas where healthcare resources are often limited. iSansys' innovative approach to healthcare delivery promises to lay the groundwork for a new era of medical support in Africa. In the aftermath of its £115.2 million takeover by Next last October, Hampshire fashion retailer Fatface announced a series of leadership shake-ups. As the brand migrates to Next's Total platform, with completion expected later this year, Chief Operating Officer Mark Wright is slated to leave his position. Wright plans to seek new opportunities within Fatface, indicating a strategic pivot as the company aligns with Next's operational infrastructure. These developments mark significant shifts in the fashion retailer's strategy and management as it integrates with the larger retail entity. That wraps it up for today. We are back tomorrow. If you want more, visit thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. From me, Alice, have a terrific Tuesday. Goodbye.